you can see scenes of destruction all around eastern Afghanistan. This is an area where people are already living in very difficult times. These are very impoverished neighborhoods with many people not even living in permanent house settlements. These houses are made of just mud and natural materials, all of them cracked wide open after the earthquake. And with many of these houses with only just one wall standing, and so many people caught under the rubble, and therefore raising concerns that even as the days go by, the death toll from this incredible accident is just going to go higher and higher up. So the people are struggling there even after they've been pulled out from the rubble.